I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Compounding your interest with an economy of words, this is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
On this Entrepreneur Friday, the idea of opening a new restaurant might be appealing for more than one reason, but there are some important things to consider first, and joining us to talk about those is Izzy Karish, the president of Hospitality Works, also known as the restaurant coach here in Chicago. Okay, coach. I'm ready to start a restaurant or a bar. What do I need to do to make my establishment as successful as possible, especially in these days with these conditions?
Well, opening a restaurant is always hard. And we have a saying in my company, which is if a restaurant is going to fail, it fails 6 months to a year before you ever open. So all the mistakes that have a restaurant closed are things they could have changed while they were thinking about opening a restaurant. So things like choosing the right location, making sure that, you know, your location is going to bring you the customers and the money you need to be successful, or also making sure to do a thorough business plan so that you can understand what that investment is going to be. You know, many times people come to us and they say, well, I'm going to invest $200,000 and open a restaurant, when the reality is that restaurant probably is going to cost closer to $1 million. So number one, do your homework. A restaurant is always a good investment if you do the numbers first.
Is it something too, you mentioned the fact that people sometimes underestimate what they're going to have to invest in this. Is it also something where, you know, people have to really sit down maybe with someone like yourself, like the restaurant coach, to kind of at least, if nothing else, get a sense of, okay, it's not just a matter of what I want to do, it's how I'm going to do it, and do I have the resources to do it? Because you may think you do, and then maybe you just need someone like an outside expert such as you, Izzy, to kind of say, okay, but have you thought of this? Have you thought of that?
Yeah, so we do that. You know, we put together a business plan with our customers. And we say, you know, this is the way to really understand what it's going to take. And it's a 50-50 roll of the dice for us. What happens is half the time people look at it and say, oh, my God, I didn't realize it was going to cost me that much money. And they opt out. But I'd rather have them opt out then than invest the money and keep throwing money into that particular hole. And sometimes, as you said at the top of the show, are you looking to open up a business? And sometimes our customers who realize that they don't have the money to open up a restaurant will then go out and look for some other kind of franchise that will be within their, financial reach. And they're part of an organization that will help bring them business.
You talked about things like location and having sufficient capital and having a business plan. What else will help you increase the chances that if you decide to start a restaurant or a bar or some other factor in the hospitality industry, that's going to make you a success right now?
Well, I think, I often recommend to my clients who have never been in the business but want to open a restaurant is, you know, delay your project 6 months and go to work at a restaurant. Because one of the things that people don't realize is a restaurant is not a 9-to-5 job. Unless, of course, you're talking 9 in the morning till 5 in the morning, because there are days that are just overwhelming. So you want to make sure you have all your ducks in a row and then be prepared to, be in that restaurant for a very long time until it really gets on its feet.
Is it one of those things, Izzy, where people go into it saying, oh, I can handle it, or, you know, my brother and I or my sister and I or my wife and I can handle this, and then they realize not only they think they've hired enough people, but then they realize, oh, my gosh, we're nowhere near what we need to be.
Yeah, and those are, those are adjustments you have to make afterwards. And it can be a little hard, especially if that adjustment means, hey, we need to hire more people. This is a very tough environment to hire people. But that's why I say, you know, you want to make sure to do your homework up front, try to think of all of those things. And also, as you're saying, you know, plan for good news. It's very possible your restaurant can be much busier than you expected. And you want to be prepared, you know, for that outcome as well.
Izzy, who should be thinking about maybe opening a restaurant or a bar right now?
Well, I've had a lot of calls from people who have, you know, changed careers over the, you know, since COVID and are looking to do something different and no longer want to work for the big companies. They want to be in control of their own lives. So my recommendation is, if you want to do that, it's great. Restaurants can be a great investment if you're organized. And if you've never been in the business, I would start looking for an excellent chef or an excellent manager to, you know, potentially partner with in the future so that they become part of it. And you have somebody who understands the business, who's going to put in those hours, and the learning curve for you will be much less. But anybody who's interested in being an independent operator, you know, it's not impossible, but it does take a little bit of work.
That's Izzy Karish, the president of Hospitality Works, also known as the Restaurant Coach here in Chicago.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.